South Africa's transport and logistics sector keeps the economy moving, but it's also under immense strain from rising fuel prices and growing pressure to go green. Running a vehicle fleet today requires far more than just keeping the wheels turning. As technology and sustainability reshape how we move people and goods, businesses are rethinking whether they should own vehicles at all. Instead, many are turning to more flexible, innovative fleet finance and management solutions. Today, we're joined by Raymond Schultz, head of Merchant West Fleet Solutions, to talk about the evolution of fleet management in South Africa. Raymond, why are more businesses looking for alternatives to actually owning their vehicles outright?
Thank you. Yes, ownership via finance or cash purchases, used to be the default and sounds great at first. But it's now actually becoming a liability with a lot of headaches. So especially in a volatile economy like South Africa's, more and more companies are moving over to the off-balance sheet leasing option. The reason for this is there are many factors to consider when you buy vehicles. There's fluctuating interest rates. There's maintenance cost inflation. There are many brands linked to the exchange rate. And at the end of the vehicle life, there's also resale uncertainty. So that's a heavy burden for business to carry over a 3 to 6 year period. So when a business buys vehicles cash outright, it ties up capital. By implementing full maintenance leasing or operating lease solutions, companies can fix monthly costs, transfer asset risk, and have the ability to adapt their fleet cost as their business changes. So it's not just about saving money, it's about financial agility, operational control, and enjoying flexibility that reduces the company's risk. At Merchant West, then, we adjust contract parameters and linked to kilometer usage up or down through the whole term of the contract.
Can you tell me whether you can see an acceleration in the take-up from businesses on these alternative finance solutions?
Well, definitely there is an improvement on that. So in the past, take-up was about 5% of total vehicle purchases on business assets, and the full maintenance leasing options is now moving towards 10% margin. So there is still room for improvement on it. And I think as the companies get to realize, the volatile economy as it is, they will definitely want to reduce the risks and actually take up these full maintenance lease options rather than spending their cash.
And another trend that we see is sustainability and going green. But I'd like to find out from you how real the shift is to greener transport among South African businesses.
Yeah, the transport and fleets in general, the adoption rate of electric vehicles is still very slow. But the overall direction is clear. Companies are starting off small. They're testing hybrid vehicles. And the purchasing of more fuel or diesel efficient vehicles has definitely taken place already. So more focus is needed and, route optimizations where you reduce your costs overall, which also reduces emissions, have been implemented for a very long time in the road transport sector, purely because of cost pressures as well. But even large truck fleets at the moment are piloting EVs for their urban deliveries, where charging is feasible at the moment. So sustainability is on all the procurement agendas in the fleets. But fleet managers need to take a closer look at the total operating cost of these EVs, and then decide what route to take. So, for example, if your company, is off-grid in the depots, then these vehicles make much more sense as you then can actually charge them overnight. And obviously, the effect on diesel and fuel is obvious when you don't put in fuel on the road and buy fuel or diesel for that purpose. So the charging infrastructure on the main routes is already well-developed for passenger vehicles and LCVs, but it now actually requires more vehicle adoption, to grow this green mobility ecosystem so that we can derive the economic benefit that is foreseen for this whole environment.
So you mentioned an interesting thing that I'd like to delve into, and that is, if you are off-grid at the depots. So have we actually seen, as more businesses become more self-reliant for power, whether it is, going off-grid and having solar power and some reserve power to charge overnight, are we seeing this as a positive impetus for the fleet, EV fleet, to expand?
It definitely is. And for some of the examples that I've seen, so it remains a huge investment for companies to do that. So where they benefit directly on it for their own business purpose, you know, the standing time overnight is actually then that benefit which they derive in the long term. So a huge investment up front, but over time, then yes, you know, that benefit will come into play when they actually have the vehicles on the road and the total fuel bill is reduced when they manage these vehicles in conjunction with other technologies, etc.
So I'd like to ask about technology and how it's changing how we drive and manage vehicles. What are the biggest changes you've seen?
So technology is definitely making fleets, you know, more intelligent and proactive. AI-driven data analytics can now identify fuel wastage, unsafe driving, and can even predict maintenance issues and accidents before they happen, you know. So this transforms transport and fleets from a reactive cost into a data-driven performance tool, which fleet managers can use. So fleets can save up to 20 to 35% of the total cost per annum, you know, if they use this tech. And also the benefit is a lot of less administration burdens on the staff, etc. So the real shift actually with technology is in the mindset, you know, it's just not about moving goods or uptime. It's about insight analysis in the efficiency of fleets by using the tech that save you time to focus on managing the business. And again, it's all about driving your costs down to the lowest life cycle cost of these assets, you know, and combining that with a funding model that reduces risk. That's definitely something that companies need to do.
Do some of the fleet leasing options that you offer, do they come with the technology that can allow a business to actually make their fleet management more efficient?
So we offer a tracking or a telematic service with our offerings. So it's an ad hoc additional option by the client. So if they don't use or if they don't have telematics installed, you know, we provide that service. And of course, they then get access to that system to manage their fleet.
The running a fleet in South Africa comes with big challenges that we've touched on already, from fuel hikes or operational and infrastructure issues. But how are you seeing companies staying resilient?
I think today resilience means you need to have flexibility on factors that you can control. So you can't control fuel prices or road infrastructure changes or issues. But you can control and plan, you know, for an efficient fleet by structuring your fleet funding model and then aligning your costs with flexibility. You know, many companies, that is the first benefit, that they can actually scale up during peak seasons or scale down their cost when demand drops without sitting with high cost depreciating assets. You know, so our recommendation with that is really you don't spend your cash, but rather structure your funding model linked to its actual kilometers. So at Merchant West, you know, we match our rentals that you pay more you for more usage in the busy times and reduce your cost in the slower periods. And we can restructure these costs throughout the whole period. So the objective is to match your true cost with the actual business environment, and that will align with your planned profit margins for the business.
Would you like to expand quickly on Merchant West's offering, GoLease, Fleet and Transport? How do they fit together to give clients the best options?
So we've designed a range of offerings to give clients a complete transport ecosystem, you know, flexible, scalable and tailored for their needs. So the first one is GoLease. This is a newly launched product where we offer business a straightforward online vehicle leasing approval process for 24/7. So this is a game changer for us. So there, the smaller businesses will get a fixed monthly cost with built-in maintenance plans. And this is specially focused for the SME market. The second option is our general fleet solutions. So where we offer, you know, proactive fleet management. So we source vehicles for the best price on behalf of the client. We add telematics, we include maintenance options, tires, and also do annual license renewals on behalf of the client. So all of these factors or inputs contribute to the improved uptime of these assets. In the road transport area, we offer clients, you know, funding for complex logistics and outsourced fleet operations where leasing again matches your risk and usage. So here we have, besides the rent-to-own offering, we have also the asset finance. So the ownership option is there still available with flexible sort of deposit and terms. And we even do leasebacks on paid-up assets for the operation for the right reasons. Power lies in the integration. So we can bring all these together for different client types. We can mix and match these options within one business where they have passenger cars, light commercial vehicles, or the heavy trucks. So we make transport simple, you know, cost predictable, and we align it to the business operational plans and growth plans.
What excites you most about the future of transport in South Africa?
The transport industry is modernizing fast. You know, new vehicle brands are entering the SA market, and that impacts on how we need to view risk and costing models going forward for us as a financier. And also, you know, the clients need to take note of that. But, you know, exciting part is that, you know, the industry is reinventing itself. The reinvention of mobility in South Africa is happening as we speak. So we're seeing business embrace smarter and greener and more flexible transport models. And quite frankly, you know, if fleets don't innovate, your competitors will eat your lunch. So in South Africa, we know that these companies are incredibly resourceful, and we're likely to see more homegrown companies and innovation happening to participate in this innovative period. So it's just not about only vehicles in South Africa. You know, it's about empowering businesses to move smarter, cleaner, and be more competitive. And I think, and we believe, Merchant West Fleet Solutions, you know, play a role in this space.
South Africa's transport story is one of endurance and reinvention. Fleet operators are navigating a new world of risk, rising costs, volatile fuel prices, and often all at once. But amid these pressures, innovation is gaining ground. So we've talked about data-driven fleet management, flexible vehicle access, and cleaner transport options that are starting to reshape what it means to keep a business moving. And as we've heard today, solutions don't look the same for every company, but they share one common goal: greater efficiency and sustainability in a sector that literally carries the economy. And that was Raymond Schultz, head of Merchant West Fleet Solutions.